That word means.
Well, she doesn't have maybe a good character, so, you know, and have a low in character.
Can you talk to him?
I may ask a question.
Yeah, sure.
What is all this done for?
Well, we're.
That's right. Well, that's right. You write your book, you see, and you can that'd be a history of how people got along, you know, and in what way and how, but yet still, you know, you ain't personating nobody or no name, you see.
Yeah, right.
It's like
yeah.
You talking to me now, you see. Well, see, my name won't be nowhere in the book, you see.
No, it won't.
I wasn't nobody, you know, it's telling you, you see, but yet still, you can get a history of what went on.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's right, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, now, a man who was always had a smile on his face, and his folks could get along with him real well, they'd say he was a what kind of man?
He's a mighty nice person. He got a nice personality.
Okay, he's what kind of, what would they say about his disposition?
Well, he got a good disposition, and I mean he got good ways about him. And
he's a good
fella, a good guy. You use the word guy. He's a good fella. He's a good citizen.
Okay.
Nobody get nobody no trouble. You see, he's a good citizen.
And talk about him, you might say he's always in a good.
In a good mood for anybody.
Yeah, he's in a good
human.
Okay. When a boy in his teens, maybe a teenager, was always knocking things over all the time, they'd say he was
mischievous.
Well, he didn't mean to do it.
Well, he's headlong.
He's what?
Headlong. That means, you know, he do things, you know, just don't care how he do, you know. I might say don't care, you know. Like that.
He's what? He's a kid. He's.
Well, I say he's mischievous. I say he's mischievous.
If he didn't mean to do something, you know, if he was always just, he's always arms and legs. He was just a big boy. He was always.
Well, he was silly.
You know, I say, don't be so.
Don't be so silly.
Yeah, but he accidentally does things, you know, at knocking things over. Or,
I'd
say he was still growing, and you might say, I don't know what to do with him. He's so
unconcerned. No.
He's always stumbling around. He doesn't understand. Did you ever say?
Well, stubborn mean, that means he got a bad position by him. But he's so careless. Maybe careless would be the proper word for him. He's too careless.
Okay, careless. You know what clumsy means?
Oh, clumsy. That's right, clumsy. You know, making mistakes, you fall down. You know, and that's what clumsy is. And he's sure the clumsy type of person. He's so clumsy. I mean, you walk into things, you see, and make mistakes, and you know, and probably walk into the whatnot shed, knock them off, then break it. He's clumsy.
Now, a person who kept on doing things that never made any sense, folks would say he was just a...
Well, I guess, eating it, or...
He's just a plain...
Plain old... Well...
Plain...
Well, you might have said plain old fool, I suppose,
Okay. You say fool? Would you say anything else about that?
I eat them.
You eat them?
I eat.